About the author. Fred R. Coulter attended the University of San Francisco and graduated from San Mateo State College before graduating from Ambassador University, Pasadena, California, with a BA in theology in 1964. He was ordained a minister of Jesus Christ in 1965 and pastored churches of God in the Pacific Northwest, the Mountain States, the Greater Los Angeles area, and Monterey, California, including the Central Coast area. Mr. Coulter completed advanced biblical and ministerial studies in 1972-75 under the Ambassador University Master's Program. While completing these studies, he was encouraged by his professor of Koine Greek, Dr. Charles V. Dorothy, to consider translating the books of the New Testament. For the next 20 years, Mr. Coulter diligently studied, continuing to expand his knowledge of Koine Greek, being mentored and guided by Dr. Dorothy. While undertaking a verse-by-verse study of the Greek New Testament, he was moved to translate the New Testament into clear, easy-to-read English for contemporary readers, resulting in the New Testament in its original order, now incorporated into the Holy Bible in its original order, a faithful version with commentary. With the ministry now spanning over 50 years, Fred Coulter has dedicated his life and talents to restoring original Christianity for today. Laying aside all traditions of men, he has preached and translated the truth of the Scriptures as taught by Jesus Christ and the Apostles, proclaiming Jesus as personal Savior for all. Since 1983, Mr. Coulter has been the president of the Christian Biblical Church of God, headquartered in Hollister, California. He has an active ministry that reaches all parts of the United States and Canada, with hundreds of fellowship groups and numerous congregations. There are additional offices in Australia, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, South Africa, Ethiopia, Kenya, and Nigeria. Each year, over 2 million people from around the world actively utilize the church's websites, where you will find timely, inspiring weekly messages, audio and video, and in-depth verse-by-verse biblical study materials covering virtually all of Scripture. CBCG.org, churchathome.org, and afaithfulversion.org. Other works by the author. The Holy Bible in its original order, a faithful version with commentary, is a new translation that reflects the meaning of the original Greek and Hebrew with fidelity and accuracy, and is the only English version in a single volume in which the books of the Bible are arranged in their original manuscript order. This easy-to-read translation retains the grace and grandeur of the King James Version while resolving hundreds of its improperly translated passages. These passages have led countless theologians and believers to accept doctrines that are contrary to the true meaning of the New Testament Greek and Old Testament Hebrew. Included are many commentaries on the writing, canonization, and preservation of the Scriptures, and various appendices cover numerous controversial teachings. Detailed footnotes and marginal references explain hard-to-understand passages. This version is a vital tool for all students of the Bible. See theoriginalbiblerestored.com. The Complete Bible is available with downloadable text and audio presentation by Fred R. Coulter at afaithfulversion.org. A Harmony of the Gospels in Modern English brings to life the message and purpose of the true Jesus, portraying his life and ministry in their true scriptural and historical settings. And it includes all the vital information missing from Bill O'Reilly's Killing Jesus. This easy-to-understand step-by-step account of the life of Christ is an indispensable study aid for every Bible student. The Christian Passover details the scriptural and historical truths of the Passover in both the Old and New Testaments, leading the reader step by step through every aspect of one of the most vital and fundamental teachings revealed in the Bible. With over 500 pages, the book fully explains the meaning of the Christian Passover, a remembrance of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the Passover Lamb of God, in a most compelling and inspiring manner. The full meaning of the body and blood of Jesus Christ is revealed, showing the magnitude of God's love for every person. The day Jesus the Christ died, the biblical truth about his passion, crucifixion, and resurrection is the only book to present the rest of the story, left out by Mel Gibson in his epic movie, The Passion of the Christ. Without the true historical and biblical facts, one cannot fully understand the true meaning of Jesus Christ's horrific, humiliating, and gruesome death by beating, scourging, and crucifixion. The author presents the full biblical account in a most compelling way. As you will see, the truth is more astounding than all of the ideas, superstitions, and traditions of men. The Seven General Epistles is designed for an in-depth verse-by-verse study of the epistles of James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and Jude. As part of the living Word of God, these epistles are especially meaningful for personal Christian growth today, just as when they were originally written. It is impossible to understand original Christianity for today without fully understanding the writings of the apostles of Jesus Christ. Occult holidays or God's holy days, which? For centuries, the leaders of Orthodox Christendom have sold popular holidays, Halloween, Christmas, Easter, etc., to the masses as though they had Christian meaning. This book effectively demonstrates that these celebrated holidays are not of God, never have been of God, but originated from ancient religions rooted in occultism. Contrary to the false ideas of men, the true biblical holy days of God have vital spiritual meaning and demonstrate God's fantastic plan of salvation for all mankind. God's plan for mankind revealed by a Sabbath and holy days. This first of its kind, 598-page work, provides a comprehensive look at God's amazing master plan for the human family. Precisely as it is outlined by the biblical seventh-day Sabbath and annual holy days. Each chapter is a transcript of an in-depth message or Bible study revealing God's purpose from Genesis to Revelation. All the messages are included on an accompanying set of CDs. It is not possible to comprehend the complete plan of God through Jesus Christ, called the mystery of God, without the scriptural knowledge of God's weekly Sabbath and annual holy days. Lord, what should I do? Christianity is now facing an unprecedented crisis. Disenchanted churchgoers are quitting by the thousands, looking for genuine spirituality outside of the corporate church. This book presents real solutions to the problems of dysfunctional Christianity, emphasizing how Christians can and must take steps to recapture a faith that is authentic, relevant, and applicable to modern life, even if it means leaving organized Christianity. The Appointed Times of Jesus, the Messiah. Mainstream Christianity has little or no understanding of how Jesus' messianic role has been carefully organized according to what Scripture calls God's appointed times. As this book demonstrates, the appointed times of the Messiah follow the time frame set by the biblical festivals and holy days, as well as the 70-week prophecy of Daniel 9. All of which outline God's plan of salvation. Indeed, it is only within this unique context that the role of Jesus as the Messiah can be rightly understood. This book also lays out the scriptural sequence of events leading to the powerful, awesome return of Jesus Christ to save the world from utter destruction. In-depth Bible study transcript books. For the serious Bible student, the CBCG has developed over 50 books transcribed from audio messages or studies. Each book includes an accompanying CD or CDs. These books cover essential Bible teachings in great detail, such as the love of God, grace of God in the Bible, grace of God and commandment keeping, grace upon grace, keys to answered prayer, Daniel and Revelation prophecy series, Judge Righteous Judgment, Holy Sabbath, Roman series, Hebrew series, Gospel of John series, Galatian series, 1 Corinthians series, Pastoral series, Ephesians series, Philippians series, Colossians series, God's Healing, Seven Church Harvests, Wealth and Income, Tithes and Offerings, Secret Rapture Hoax, How to Use God's Holy Spirit, Washing of the Water by the Word, and many more. Booklets and online studies. We also have additional written materials, numerous articles, and over 30 booklets. These articles and booklets and all the transcript books are available in audio and video format, which can be downloaded at cbcg.org, churchathome.org, and afaithfulversion.org. Other key CBCG publications. Additional full-length books by other authors include Judaism, Revelation of Moses, or Religion of Men. Contrary to Jewish claims, the religion of Judaism does not represent the way of life God gave through Moses in the Old Testament. In fact, Judaism greatly distorts the biblical law of Moses by adding to its massive, humanly devised code of laws. The result is that Jews can no longer differentiate between God's law and man-made tradition. Using history, scripture, and the Jews' own writings, this book demonstrates that Judaism is actually a false religion developed by men. America and Britain, Their Biblical Origin and Prophetic Destiny. The Bible mentions all the great ancient empires, Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, Rome. But what about the greatest empire in history? The British Empire. What about the most powerful nation in all of history, the United States? Their apparent absence from the Bible has long puzzled scholars. As the book shows, these great nations are in fact discussed in numerous passages of the Bible, where they are identified by their ancient ancestral names. Utilizing scripture and documented history, the author shows just who the British and American people really are, revealing both their biblical origin and astounding prophetic destiny. Key booklets include God or No God, What the Bible Teaches About Clean and Unclean Meats, Are Enoch and Elijah in Heaven, and Why is Christianity Failing in America?